1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 8. Love. God's love never fails. It will never come to an end. Love shall never disappear. It will never pass away. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. They shall be done away. It will be superseded. The prophecies will be fulfilled. We won't need them anymore. But whether it be the gift of preaching, it will be done away with. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. If now exist ecstatic speakings, they will cease. Or strange languages, they will stop. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. It will soon be set aside. As for knowledge, it will be superseded. Whether gaining of knowledge, it shall be done away. For we know in part, for our knowledge is fragmentary. Our knowledge, our prophecy, are only glimpses of the truth. We learn only a part of everything. We only know bit by bit, and we prophesy in part. And the prophet's word gives only a part of what is true. And what we prophesy is incomplete. And our preaching is incomplete. But when that which is perfect is come, but as soon as that which is complete is come, when the time of fulfillment comes, then that which is in part shall be done away. Then the fragmentary becomes antiquated. That is the end of the incomplete. Then the need for these inadequate special gifts will come to an end. When I was a child, I used to speak as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. To prefer and reason as a child. I felt like a child and planned as a child. When I became a man, I put away childish things. On becoming a man, I gave up childish ways. When I grew up, I had finished with childish things. I even put away chocolate Easter eggs. For now we see through a glass darkly. For now we see in a mirror and are baffled. At present we seem to see only blurred reflections in a mirror. We can see and understand only a little bit about God now, as if we were peering at His reflection in a poor mirror. But then, face to face. But someday we are going to see Him in His completeness, face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as I am known. At present I am learning bit by bit. Now I know in fragments. As yet my knowledge is incomplete. But then I shall know in full as I have been fully known. At present all I know is a little fraction of the truth. But the time shall come that I shall know it as fully as God knows me. And now abides faith, hope, and love, these three. In a word, there are three things that last forever: faith, hope, and love. These are the great three. But the greatest of these is love.